non-return of military uniforms and equipment. Of officers and men who left the army during the period under review did not return all their items and also the relevant form DF-1157 was also not used. Do you have any response to why that happened?
Mr. Chairman, before you separate yourself from the armed forces, you are supposed to do two clearances, one internal and the other one final. All along, the record showed that troops have been doing this, although there are certain instances in which all the items are not given. As at now, all these have been remedied. Before you separate yourself from the armed forces, you will have to hand over your uniforms, weapons, and other equipment. The military has proportioned the benefits of those who live into two parts, a greater part and another part which is almost equal to the greater part. So if you don't do the final clearance, you don't get the last part.
May I know when the uniform was retained?
This has begun with the 1990 year group. If you go through the documents, you see many military men and officers have handed over their uniforms. Some haven't. And those who haven't, it's not that they haven't handed all. Probably the uniform is worn out, but the equipment are always turned in.
Chairman, I'm asking this question because of a series of events that have been happening where we've seen civilians using the security uniforms and doing their own things, intimidating civilians and robbing and the rest.
Chairman, let's make a distinction here. Quite often, we the civilians, when we see any camouflage, we assume that it's military uniform. But the evidence has also shown that the military uniform that is assigned to officers that they are to hand over would always have a rank and will always have the name. We have heard other developments concerning some South Africans who were in the country recently, and they were supposed to be having military uniform. We are still trying to cross-check to find out whether those uniforms are attributable to the Ghana Armed Forces or their camouflage that they are wearing. So I want us to, all those people you see, some of the armed robbers, it is indeed true some would have had used military uniform, but others were actually not military uniform of the Ghana Armed Forces. So let's try and make that distinction.